News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland has five times more cabinet ministers with no third level education as compared to their UK equivalents, so wrote journalist Conor Skehan, who spoke on The Hard Shoulder yesterday.
There's no doubt that going to a particular type of college is very, very impactful on somebody's personal development. So it's not so much what you study, whether it's medicine or law, it's the environment in which you do it and the extent to which that environment produces a set of values that are shared. Values are the really interesting things, which is, first of all, how people react to events, and secondly, the extent to which they are relevant to the people that they're meant to represent. So it's arguable in Ireland that a good spread of people, from people who've got no educational attainment up to people who've got very high ones, have much more chance of being relevant to people for that magic first 100 days.
And for more on this, I'm joined now by Dr. Eoin O'Malley, Associate Professor of Politics at DCU. Eoin, truthfully, I'm not really sure what Conor Skehan is saying, because he's saying that there's more third level educated people, you know, proportionally in cabinet in the UK, but we have a higher proportion of a population that has such things. So is he saying that we're unrepresented properly by our elected TDs and ministers, or is he saying that? Tell me what you made of it all.
I assume he's saying that we're in a better position than, say, the UK, where there is that sort of complete uniformity of background, where even though I think in the Labour cabinet, the new Labour cabinet, there are far fewer people who have private education. Most of the cabinet went to the same universities of Oxford, Cambridge, the London School of Economics.
It's quite shocking. I think there's 12 out of 25 went to Oxford and Cambridge, which is clearly very overrepresented. But do these things matter? Is he right about the fact that people who maybe come through that university system are kind of a hive mind, that they all have a shared value system that kind of makes other, I suppose, points of view invisible to them?
I don't think you could argue that the universities are completely uniform, but there is a certain uniformity of values that universities do try to push on people. And it must have an impact.
He says kind of liberal lefties, basically.
Well, yeah, I don't regard myself as one of them, and I would look at most of my colleagues, and most of my colleagues do share a pretty uniform view. And even though we have, you know, we're constantly being barraged with ideas about diversity and equality and inclusion, there is an exclusivity and uniformity of views, in fact, in universities, on the campus, and
is it fair to say that they are liberal lefty views? Is that a fair characterization?
Yeah, I mean, very few people would be willing to
identify as that, but from the outside looking in, perhaps.
Yeah, no, but I think very few people within university faculty would ever argue against, say, Green Party policy. You wouldn't hear it. And whether that has an impact on students, I'm not sure, but it must do.
He did make an interesting point that Green Party policy, for example, is, you know, and the climate agenda is influencing huge swathes of all government policy and is being embraced, you know, across the board, where the Green Party itself probably polls around 5% here and maybe 6% in Europe. Is he right? Is there an elite, I suppose, running much of the country and much of many countries?
Well, I mean, you kind of expect there to be an elite running the country, because once you're running a country, you are probably an elite. And I think part of a problem, if we were to look at it, and Ireland is not as bad as other European countries, is that there isn't that much variety of where politicians come from now. In the past 50 years ago, you would have seen that most politicians Republicans, undertakers, school teachers, and from a variety, and had a variety of backgrounds that they came from. Whereas now, I mean, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, is probably a prime example of this. He didn't finish university, but he went straight in to become a political advisor to a government minister, and then went to the Dáil. And you're increasingly seeing a large number of the political class are of that, in that hive, where they've never really been out in the real world, which is kind of dangerous, because one of the advantages of backbench TDs back in the day who were publicans was that they were hearing a lot of what people were actually okay. thinking. Whereas now, if you're only in that hive where you only hear what is
the echo chamber sort of scenario. Look, it's a very interesting thing, and I think it is a topic, and I think it is very important, because representation is fundamental to democracy. But look, thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. That is Dr. Owen O'Malley there, Associate Professor in Politics at DCU. Let us know what you think about that. Do we have too many people all of the one mind, all singing from the same hymn sheet? Is that a good thing? We'd love to hear from you this morning on the show.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.